Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, with a bunch of new movies ranging from the pathetic and inept to the absolutely magnificent. Actually, one of my favorite movies that I've seen in recent years is released around the country today. We will get to that. It is called The Duke, and no, alas, it's not about John Wayne, but does reference the Duke of Wellington. We'll get to that film and to much more. We'll also be talking to Catherine Rampell of the Washington Post, who writes with worries about how the Democratic Party has been taken over by a conspiracy theory. And she agrees with me that conspiracy theories are seldom accurate and almost always damaging to the people who embrace those theories and to the nation at large. And speaking of conspiracy theories, well, it's not only a Friday, but there's a full moon coming up tonight, and it's not just an ordinary full moon. Oh, no. This is a total blood moon eclipse to rise over the U.S. this weekend. Now, going back in May to a similar time, there was another similar situation which gave rise to a series of conspiracy theorists on this epic call of the week replay and more recognition for it from May of 2016. Well, it sounded like this as our call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
I'm thrilled that it's conspiracy day.
I have a conspiracy that it gets to be realized, I guess.
It's going to go fast.
Donald Trump is actually a Hillary and Clinton machine plant, and that he's not really conservative, and he's gone rogue.
If I ever used that word, you folks would have never, ever, ever let me get away with it. This is the ultimate word.
I have a firm belief that Obama is not only Muslim, but he's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's classified.
So Obama is not born in the U.S.
Why do you believe that?
His grandmother said that he was born in Kenya.
No.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be racist here, but why would a white man marry a black woman during a time of you being
I'm not trying to be racist here. You are being racist.
The link between vaccine to autism. The government knows that the vaccines do harm children.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
They can write off a few kids, the majority of the children. This is backed up by
Wikipedia, so you know you are getting the best possible information.
So when I look at the factors of who survived or who died in the bubonic plague, I see a correlation to what conservative slash Republican policy is today.
We want somebody who takes these conservative principles,
the bubonic plague,
and offers solutions to the country.
Republican policy, those are the same factors that killed people who lived in the squalor back in the Black Plague.
Everybody died in the Black Plague. There were people in royal families who died in the Black Plague.
No.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to ask you if you suspect, as I do, that Jesse Ventura has periodically called up your show under a disguised voice.
Jesse's voice would be very tough to disguise.
I think that it's virtually next to impossible.
I was 8 years old when Kennedy was assassinated, and I don't think that Mr. Oswald could have pulled all that off by himself.
There's no way Oswald could get off three shots that fast.
The movie Red Dawn in the 80s, in it the Russians and Cubans invaded the United States. The liberals saw this movie and knew that the conservatives could fight them from the woods, so they introduced the wolves out into the woods to stop the conservatives from arming out there. I don't know how many they got, but I saw a photocopy of a check to Canada for $72 million, and down in the description part of the check, it said 18 wolves.
There's extraterrestrial life. There's aliens at Area 51 in Nevada. They are harboring aliens and extraterrestrials.
There is something there. I think we ought to share it with the public.
Are you planning to vote for Secretary Clinton? She has promised she's going to blow the whistle on Area 51 and open up all the records.
I didn't know that. Is that what she said? Maybe I will.
The whole system is corrupt, it's usurious, and it's frankly enslaving the American people without them at their knowledge of it.
It's hard to look back on that and to realize that we were talking about 6 years ago. That's... doesn't it seem like another era? Okay, to bring us into the current era... We used to do Conspiracy Day where we would do all 3 hours, just letting the conspiracies run free. And we'll do a little of that this hour if you want to. If you have a conspiracy that you have been dying to blow the whistle on, I'll give you a chance. 1-800-955-1776. Because right now the conspiracies are so popular, and there's so many of them, and I'm sure there are some of which I am not even aware, though I do try to keep on top of the latest theorizing. Again, the number is 1-800-955-1776. So you can give us a call with your conspiracy theories. Meanwhile, there was this from CNN. The host on CNN asked one of the dumbest questions I think you can imagine. Listen to clip 16.
If the concern is about the safety of judges, let's just put this into context for a second if we can. The U.S. Marshal Service says that federal judges, not the Supreme Court, but federal judges were the target of more than 4,500 threats and other inappropriate communication comments just last year alone. In fact, there was an IG report back in June that found that the Marshal's Office doesn't actually have the funding it would need to try to provide that security of the 2,700 sitting judges. And so it sort of begs the question at this point in time as to why is the safety of these justices so paramount, knowing that there has been risks to others who have resulted in violent threats we've seen so far, protesting in front of these homes, people walking, no arrests, I understand, have yet to be made. So for people looking at this, Joan, do you wonder why this particular issue and these protests are prompting this rallying around the justices? Is it sort of, it's good to be the king, it's good to be one of the Supreme Nine?
And no, it's because obviously if there is some kind of, God forbid, 1,000 times successful attack on a Supreme Court justice, then all the other judges in the system are more at risk. And also, why is it more important that if a president of the United States gets struck down than if a mayor of a big city gets struck down? And the inability to see that the Supreme Court, whether you love them or hate them, that the Supreme Court is important, that seems to me to be defying any logic or common sense at all. We will be right back, and again, we can take a couple of conspiracy calls at 1-800-955-1776. We'll also talk about that conspiracy theory that may be taking over the Democratic Party with devastating impact on the country and party alike. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
More people are becoming receptive to fringe ideas and are attracted to a safe forum where conspiracy theories can be openly discussed and never mocked.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show. There's a unexpected comeback for some old-time granny names. Is this the subject of a conspiracy? Well, we will get to that also. It's a news item. No, really. I mean, I think if one of the names that apparently is coming back, the top 10 girl baby names set to make a comeback, Mabel. A lot of you thinking about Mabel as a name. Let us go to your calls to Julie in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I think that the reason that the legalization of pot federally is so popular is to dumb down our population so we could be controlled more easily. After, unfortunately, my son had a bad outcome using marijuana recently, and I've been doing research, and there's lots of illegal growth in addition to it being horrible for the environment, using up a lot of water to grow a marijuana plant, and dangerous fertilizers being in streams, going downstream. I just can't think of any reason why it should be legalized except big marijuana is like big tobacco used to be, and they have a lot of power, and they wanted our elected officials want us to be dumbed down, because I just can't see any benefit at all.
Well, the benefit is people making a bundle of money on it. I agree with you entirely. There's no question there's medical data when that continues to be more and more and more. That particularly to young people. How old is your son, Julie, who had the marijuana problem?
19.
Okay. That's exactly the age when it can be most damaging, is before age 25, people's brains are not, we were talking about this yesterday actually, the brain is particularly vulnerable to all kinds of shocks and dislocations and damage when you're younger, and there's no question that heavy use of marijuana, and they define heavy use of marijuana as smoking weed at least four times a week. If you're doing that and you're in your teenage years or in your early 20s, it has a measurable, in most cases, a measurable impact on your IQ and on your emotional health and well-being. Now, why is it happening? Is it a plot to make people dumber? I think it's a plot to make money. And there are people who are making a great deal of money on it, and that's usually best when you're trying to explain some kind of behavior that's damaging, to go to the simplest and most direct explanation. And I think that's it. And this is one of these items that we've been talking on the show a lot about, particularly with Kevin Sabat, who served three different administrations trying to coordinate the war on drugs. And at this point, it's a war that is being made increasingly with government on the wrong side and in promoting further use and distribution of marijuana. I appreciate your call, Julie. Thank you. Any other conspiracies you want to call with, that's fine. The baby names have nothing to do with conspiracies, but there is a report in the New York Post. It says what is old can become new again. Old-fashioned baby names that go back a century or more are positioned to make a big comeback, experts say. Research conducted by the family genealogy company Find My Past has concluded that baby monikers go in 100-year cycles, meaning certain names come in and out of fashion every century. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex's children, that's Harry and Meghan Markle, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, their children's names are Lilibet Diana and Archie Harrison. They impacted the desire for antique names for the little ones, Archie being Archibald, an antique name. Queen Elizabeth's 1926 birth contributed to a 16% increase in people naming their children after the monarch. All roads point to what? To Joan. As parents are increasingly looking to name their baby girls after strong female historical figures. And who better to take inspiration from than Joan of Arc? Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. I'm not sure you want, but she was canonized. She is a saint of the Catholic Church. When it comes to boys' names, the experts say these have a tendency of coming back into fashion, but as their nickname equivalent, Frederick becomes Freddie, Archibald becomes Archie, and so there is every chance that Ronald could come back into circulation as Ronnie. Here are the top female baby names that are set to make a comeback according to this research. Joan is number one. Mary is number two. Mary's never going out of style. Margaret is number three. Dorothy. Now here it begins getting very peculiar. Gladys. Irene. I had an aunt Irene. She was born in the 19th century. She's a wonderful lady. But Iris. Iris is one of those very rare names that is current right now. Generally the flower names, Daisy and Violet and Rose and Dahlia. Now, one of my granddaughters has a middle name of Dahlia, but generally flower names are sort of out of favor for girls, I guess, because flowers are too passive. They're actually a vegetative form of life. Ada and Mabel. Mabel is number 10. And for the guys, nothing, I mean, Ronald, Arthur, that, I guess that becomes Artie, Robert, Albert, Freddie, Edward, Archie, Ernest, Isaac, and Harris. Is any of this going to actually turn up? Is there any reason for it? You'll notice that that there is no name here. Joseph, the name of the president, nope, doesn't make it. Or the name of the former president, Donald. Ronald, yes. President Reagan, timeless. Donald, not so much. Meanwhile, there was a statement that I think was very worthwhile from the lieutenant governor of Virginia. You remember her, Winsome Sears, the first black female lieutenant governor of Virginia. She spoke on SCOTUS protests. We'll get to that. We will also be talking with Catherine Rampell, an opinion columnist at the Washington Post, who talks about the conspiracy that is taking over the Democratic Party. Coming right up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. It warned that some programs may have to be shut down abruptly. President Biden wants more than $20 billion to continue funding vaccines, testing, treatments, and services. Republicans continue to sound the alarm about the border with the looming expiration of the pandemic border policy Title 42 on May 23rd, expected to cause a surge in illegal immigration and fueling fears of more human and drug trafficking. Florida Republican AG Ashley Moody saying,
"It's astounding to me. In their own words, they know that the money the drug traffickers and the cartels are pulling in from this massive illegal immigration operation is fueling violence."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's plenty of media speculation about all kinds of malevolent forces that have menaced the Republican Party. But there's a persuasive editorial in the, it's an opinion piece, in the Washington Post that asks, talks about an inflation conspiracy that is infecting the Democratic Party. It's a piece by Catherine Rampell, who's joined us before on this show. She's an opinion columnist at Washington Post, who frequently covers economics, public policy, immigration, and politics, with a special emphasis on data-driven journalism. She's also an economic and political commentator for CNN and a special correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. Okay, Catherine, when you talk about a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy by whom, against whom?
I think the theory of the case goes something like this. The reason why inflation has been happening, we've had, you know, above trend inflation, is that corporations are conspiring to use their market power or get together or something to raise prices. And that price increases are not being driven by supply and demand. They're being driven by evil corporations whose victims are the general public, regular consumers like you and me. And, you know, there's sort of like a grain of truth to this view of the world. It is the case that prices are rising because firms have raised prices, but that's sort of a tautology, right? That's what it means for prices to go up. Somebody sets them higher. But the reason why they are higher is not that corporations suddenly decided to become greedy. They've always been greedy. They're profit maximizing. They weren't altruistic, you know, 2 years ago when inflation was down. It's that demand is really strong right now. Consumers have a lot of cash to spend, and they want to spend it. And the supply chain is still very constrained because of COVID, because of all sorts of other recent shocks, the war in Ukraine, you know, lockdowns in China also related to COVID, et cetera. And that's what happens when you have strong demand and constrained supply, you get price increases. It's not that companies are getting together and setting higher prices, you know, that would be illegal, by coordinating with each other. It's that they have a lot of customers who are willing to pay more, and so they are able to raise prices. So I'm trying to differentiate, you know, between what the phenomenon is, what's causing it, and then therefore what could be done about it. I just don't
That's particularly mm-hmm. important given the fact mm-hmm. that you mentioned in your column that there has just been a bill introduced by Senator Elizabeth Warren that would totally ban, quote, price gouging, which they define as unconscionably excessive pricing. But you bring up the point that what counts as unconscionably excessive price, you ask, that's supposed to be determined. Why would anyone trust the government to figure out the price of something appropriately more than the market?
Well, you know, people are upset about having to pay more at the pump and at the grocery store and pretty much everywhere else. I understand that. I feel that frustration myself. So I think trying to find a villain here, trying to find a savior here, right, is sort of how all of this is being expressed, that we want to get back at companies for price gouging, for profiteering, for padding of profits, whatever other pejorative people use, because it feels like they're doing something unfair. But the problem is, how do you actually define what is a fair price? How do you define what is an excessive or an unconscionably excessive price? That sort of requires the government to determine what the right price should have been or the right level of profit should have been. And that's a difficult question, economically and otherwise, for the government to be able to determine in a private market interaction, you know, what was the appropriate price at a given amount of time, if not that set by the market. It's difficult in a normal economy. It's impossible now when you have overall prices going up by 8%. How do I decide, you know, if I'm a company and I'm trying to figure out, like say I'm a car dealer, as we have all heard for the last couple of years, there are major supply chain problems with, chips among other parts for cars. It's very difficult to get cars on the lot.
You know, we just had that experience, Catherine. We ordered a new car at the end of last year, and it took about 4 months in order to get a car on the lot that I could actually drive away.
Right.
And so, go on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Subaru. It's a popular car and all. But I've never thought that we'd have anything like that where you have to order the car months in advance.
Right. So there are shortages. There are price increases. The companies that are lucky enough to have inventory in stock are having no trouble selling it, are in some cases selling more if they're able to get inventory. And they're doing quite well, right? They're quite profitable. Now the question is, what was the right price for that car dealer to sell you a car at, knowing that there's already this back order situation? You know, you might grumble that cars are, I take it this was a new car as opposed to a used one. Is that
it
right?
It was.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, we've seen big run-ups in car prices, I think particularly in the used car market, because it has been so difficult to get new cars. Now, the question is, I'm going to be mad about whatever it is my local dealer sells a car to me at, but what's the right price? I mean, is it really the government's job to determine that?
No, it's a big question.
Yeah.
What people do think is the government's job is to provide baby formula. Can you very quickly give some perspective on what's gone wrong there?
The main problem is that there are not that many suppliers of baby formula in the United States. And one of them had a recall with formula because a couple of babies died, and it's believed that it was linked to the formula that they consumed, although I don't know that it's been proven at this point, but it seems likely. They had to shut down the factory. There were all sorts of sanitation problems there. There was a whistleblower case, et cetera. But the result is that all of the formula that would have been produced by that factory is not currently available, and there aren't enough other manufacturers able to ramp up supply to fill in the shortfall. And you know, some babies can only have one brand versus another because of nutritional needs or otherwise. So, you know, we got hit with this sudden shock where suddenly there's a shortage of formula. And then I think it's been compounded by some other ways that the market is set up. For example, we have actually quite high tariffs on imported baby formula, in addition to the other kinds of screening and trade restrictions we have to make sure that imported formula meets nutritional standards and labeling and things like that, to make sure it's safe. We also make it more expensive. And so as a result, we don't import that much baby formula in the United States. And essentially, we've ended all imports from Canada as a result of some new language added into the USMCA, you know, the NAFTA 2.0 deal signed by Trump.
Okay, people should read more about this. We'll post your column. The column is called An Inflation Conspiracy Theory is Infecting the Democratic Party. Catherine Rampell of the Washington Post, appreciate your time and have a wonderful weekend. Coming back, what about some big movies for this weekend? One of them actually darn good, coming up on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Everybody can use this weekend as an occasion for feeling grateful and good and optimistic and positive. And there's actually a movie that's released now in theaters, select theaters around the country, that can actually contribute to some of those good feelings. The latest from Hollywood. It's very rare that I will say this. I didn't just like The Duke. I loved it. And the Duke it refers to is not John Wayne, who was a favorite of mine, but the Duke here is the Duke of Wellington. There's a true story, absolutely true, down to the details. The film was made with the cooperation of some of the survivors of this episode. In 1961, the Duke of Wellington had a portrait, well, it wasn't in 1961 that his portrait was created by the Spanish artist Goya. It was a treasure in the National Gallery in London, but then it was stolen. And it was stolen by a lovable crackpot who was trying to make war on the BBC back in 1961, British Broadcasting Corporation, for its TV tax. That crackpot is played by Jim Broadbent. His long-suffering wife, who is losing patience with her unusual husband, is played by Helen Mirren. Listen.
I can explain.
I'm shaken.
It's the shock.
Shock, yes. I'm shocked there's a stolen masterpiece in my wardrobe.
Not very good, is it? What's he actually asking for?
£140,000.
For what?
Charity.
Good grief.
I'm tackling social injustice.
I'm like Robin Hood.
You're an idiot.
And this is very much like a Frank Capra movie, except it's a true story. And Frank Capra movie with what Brits call a Geordie accent from Northern England. The performances are endearing. The characterizations are incredibly vivid. And there's even a surprise or two along the way. This was a big case in Britain 60 years ago. And the fact that it comes back now in such a vivid form on screen, it's impossible not to laugh. And it's impossible not to feel close to these very eccentric but appealing characters who nurse their own quirks. 4 stars for The Duke. It's rated R, and it's only rated R for language. It actually makes fairly suitable family viewing for people who can penetrate some of the thickness of the Geordie accents. 4 stars for The Duke. Another film stars Christina Ricci. It's called Monstrous, and she plays a 1950s mom, very well dressed, perky, driving the right kind of car, trying to make everything as suburban as appropriate for the Eisenhower administration during that era. But she has to flee an abusive husband in Mesa, Arizona, and go out to a remote farmhouse in California with her 7-year-old son. But there's something else that lives nearby that isn't entirely human. Listen.
I don't need any help. Everything is perfect.
Mom, there's a monster. Mom, there's a monster outside my window.
You and I are completely safe, like two bugs snug in a rug.
I want to go home.
I'm wondering if maybe I should go back on medication. I think I have a demon in the house.
Okay, is there a demon in the house, or is the demon really inside the Christina Ricci character? This is a very subtle, very skillfully done movie. It is really made by the performance, the lead performance, because you can't tell whether she has really lost her mind or is actually someone who's just trying to keep up appearances with her little boy. And it is very much a thriller movie. At points has scary elements for a PG-13 rating and deserves 2.5 stars. There's another monster movie of a very different kind called Homebound. It's a British film where a divorced father takes his new fiance and brings her with him to the country home where his ex-wife is going to meet the fiance together with their 3 children. The children are, to say the very least, peculiar and harboring a secret. Homebound, the name of the film. Listen.
I want to meet your family.
We are going to have the best party.
I've always wondered what it's like to be part of a proper family.
It might be better for everyone if you went on your way.
You're going to love this.
When did you last speak to Nina?
She probably wasn't ready to see us together.
They don't want me here.
I want to go home now.
You don't know anything about us, but we know about you.
It's time.
It's time. The movie is very effectively creepy. In fact, you immediately want to take a shower and put it behind you. The secret they are nursing is gross, and the children, seeing the children who have their zombie qualities and are nursing this terrible secret is as unpleasant as the opening sequence, which involves catching and slaughtering and then eating a goose. Trust me on this, some of the details of this film are bound to stay with you. It's not rated. It would definitely be rated R because of the level of tension, fright, discomfort, none of which fully pays off because the big secret reveal that you get at the end of the film doesn't really explain what's just happened. 2 stars for Homebound. And then on Netflix, they are running now a new movie called The Bubble, which is an insider Hollywood comedy. It stars a distinguished cast, Maria Bakalova, who got an Oscar nomination playing Borat's daughter, David Duchovny, Keegan-Michael Key, Fred Armiston. They're all there. And what they are doing is coming together as stars of a monster movie franchise, a 6th film of what they call Cliff Monsters. And this is supposed to be a cult movie, And it all takes place at the height of the pandemic when most movie sets have shut down. But they are determined to complete this film. It's directed and co-written by Judd Apatow, who has a great comedy credentials for 40-Year-Old Virgin and many more films, Funny People. But this one, well, listen.
Thank you for joining us in our bubble.
We are one of two movies in production right now. If we fail, the studio is going to go down.
I'm not a magician.
It's like my movie posters have come to life.
You will soon learn to hate these people.
This movie is going to make the world forget about all their problems.
Okay, you don't really forget about any problems because you have problems with the characters. The characters are almost consistently loathsome. And you could say, okay, well, that's true of a lot that goes on in Hollywood. But part of the loathsomeness is sort of indulged by the filmmakers. And again, tremendous amount of talent involved in the film in terms of acting talent, but none of it with any portrayals that show even the slightest hint of a well-rounded individual who's living on screen or in your imagination. There is also a very graphic and supposedly hilarious subplot where they get drugs into the bubble, and they all indulge a great many drugs, including the kind of drugs that can kill you, and it almost do with one of the cast members. And it's treated as a lighthearted thing, and why didn't they bring out the drugs before? It's rated R for some surprisingly graphic sex scenes, which are unhappy and unjoyful, and also a scene of one of the characters having a hand shot off. Not recommended with any enthusiasm at all. 2 stars for the R-rated The Bubble. Next week, we're going to be talking about the one decision parents make, the one that can most impact the fate of their children. And the author of The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood, says that her nightmare vision of the future, nothing compared to what the Supreme Court has in mind in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.